Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It's time to catch our breath. Visiting God's vast living museum, we need to sit a moment and get our bearings. The Lord has swept us back in time to the beginning. We've watched as He, quote, laid the foundations of the earth, Job 38, verse 4. Seemingly on nothing. We saw Him establish the waves' limits, verses 8 to 11, and set in motion the plumbing of the oceans for cold and hot water, verses 16 through 18. In between, we saw Him paint a sunrise with light, verses 12 to 15 and 19 to 21, and cloak the rest in shadows. We rode through a storm, getting inside the clouds and seeing how He manufactures vast supplies of snow, hail, raindrops, lightning strikes, and thunderbolts, verses 22 to 30. Then, defying the scientists and greatly exceeding the speed of light, we traversed the inky blackness of space and toured constellations as far as 1,350 light years away. Overwhelmed with the journey, we pause to consider how God transfers, quote, wisdom in the mind and understanding to the heart, verse 36. And before we knew it, we were off on a safari, joining lions on the hunt and trying to keep up with wild mountain goats, chapter 38, verse 39 through chapter 39, verse 1. We tiptoed through the forest and watched with wonder as a deer delivered its fawn, and then joined the wild donkey in rejecting, quote, the tumult of the city for some quiet, albeit in, quote, the barren land, verses 5 to 8. This was followed in quick succession by lessons from the wild ox and the ostrich. You can still learn wisdom from what appear to be silly creatures. Then we galloped with the horse into battle and soared with the eagle high in the sky. The conclusion? Quote, shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? He who rebukes God, let him answer it. Chapter 40, verse 1. Absolutely not. No corrections and no rebukes. Right, Job?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.